apostles later had formed church. And there was order in that church. And there was order for a reason. Chaos don't work. It looks cool. It's cool. But it don't work. It never worked. It never would work. So, there's got to be order. And so, as long as that man's breathing, which I told him, I watched Greg's last sermon last night in the middle of the night. He's 99. So that's at least 29 years. I think he's going to finish doing it.
One bride.
So I pray for that family, the family of the blood of Jesus, and I also pray for biological, or even not even biological, just family units in this room, people who are together, raising children, getting through life. And we just pray for the godly family. Family unit in Jesus' name. Amen. Is that okay? I didn't plan that, I promise. Open door and these dramas help. It's funny. Mom did everything she could to get rid of the door this morning. She did. She sent three people up here to move the door three times. But all the drama she put the door, and she knows that. This is dancing drama symbolizes. Give up those dramas again. If you have children in the room that want to go to children's church, it's not just for the drama people. If they get to participate in the drama, they are going to have snacks over there. You're welcome. It's 12 and under. They have a great facility over there. They'll take good care of you and your child. I want to talk real quickly about what Jesus did. You see so much gospel. You see so many things in the woven, the war dance, the salvation changing the heart of people as they went one way through this sword and come out another way. And my prayer is this, if you were one of the first signs, if you were before, y'all know those old pictures before and after? I look like a before. But if you were before, I pray that before the end of this service, you'd come out. That Jesus changed your sins. Jesus did a lot of powerful things in his life. You know that. You know him? You really know him? You know some of the stuff, you know some of the things. Yeah, he lived a perfect life, sin free. He loved the least of those. He loved people that other people couldn't love. I think he still loves people that other people have a hard time loving. And you know what else? He taught forgiveness, he taught grace, he had passion, he walked on water. He opened deaf ears. He healed blinded eyes. He healed withered hands. He got people up out of dreams. Jesus did awesome stuff. I need some stuff. And then when we look at Good Friday and look at Easter, Restoration Sunday, look at all the awesome stuff that he did there. And he was a one man. Showed up, walked into town, and they're looking for him. He's been slipping out of things, supernatural with the Holy Spirit, and they're looking for him. Where's this Jesus? Want to get to this Jesus? Want to kill this Jesus? Want to get to this Jesus? And right around Passover, the most busy time, he just shows up. Here I am.
Down and help you. You didn't have a choice anymore.
amazing. I don't know, that's awesome to me. And so he took that beating, and he took the mocking, and he took the spitting. And I don't know about you, but sometimes in this world we have trouble with our temper. Anybody else out there? There are people out here that just can't hold their temper. They just, they mocked him while he died. And he looked at him. What are you doing?
Crushing in your foot, hurt. But could you imagine sitting there
power say no and let it drop on your foot.
Well, what do you say? There's scripture on that.
So ladies, if you pull up Matthew 27, verse 45, if you did. I want to read you what the Bible says, the Word of God says, happened in that last moment when Jesus' breath left. Here we go. Some of the bystanders, now this is, the setting is, I didn't read the whole crucifixion, but he's been on the cross and his time is right. Here's what the Bible says. Let's start at 45, lady. 45 to 54. 27, 45. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a reed stick so he could drink. But the rest said, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah comes to save him." Then Jesus shouted again, and he released his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and rocks split apart. And tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, and they went into the holy city of Jerusalem, and they appeared to many people. The Roman officer and the other soldiers of the crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake and all that happened. And they said, "Truly, this man truly was the Son of God." Darkened. But at that moment, the earth began to shake. Just a week earlier, he said, "If I quiet my followers, the rocks will cry out to me." People weren't grieving enough. They weren't recognizing the situation. They weren't recognizing how important the situation is to you in history. So the very rocks split open and cried out.
Because after he walked through Sunday, many people that were too were written.
That was thinking about and wondering what it was like. Well, he was. And she was. And I wasn't there. But I didn't know I had a relationship. And the Pharisee didn't know how to have a relationship because he had never had a father. His father was high and false. I didn't have to do that. But I had a that's kind of what we got to call. We were so separated by our sin and our situation, there's no way. And Jesus just opened the door and said, you know what?
Time.
You know what man started to do to me? Scripture. It's more written scripture. Most of what we read faith. He is risen from the dead. Just as he said it would happen. Come see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell the disciples that he's risen from the dead. And he's right in the Galilee. You will see him. Remember what I told you. The woman ran quickly. The men ran quickly for two of them. They were frightened, but also filled with great joy as they rushed in.
Some of you
cross and keep Jesus out. You don't know until you just put him off.
Thank you.
ready for that. Are you really confident that you're walking through this? Because if not, I'd invite you just to come to come. And so, Travis had a dream and told that this. The dream was to tear down this wall of confidence. So, I believe it's so
it was for the thief, it was for Will Graham, it'll be if it was for Travis, it'll be for